This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, GoPowerCat.com, at Life of Fitz on X. And we are following a story now. What has become the story for us around here, I think, of the college basketball season. K-State, by many metrics, is playing the best basketball of any team in the country since January 28th. It's for real. This is the team we thought we were getting before the season started. Took a really long time to get there. And now this story that becomes so fun to follow, Tim, is can they reach the NCAA tournament? And yes, they can. I pulled this up yesterday, and I'll put this out there, and then we'll get your take on it. So from what I could tell, and the net ranking, remember, is pretty new. So by net ranking in 2022, Rutgers got in as an at-large with a net ranking of 77. That's sort of the range K-State's been hovering right now. They're at 70. By losses, there have been, in the last, we'll call it 10 years, there have been three times where teams have gotten in with 15 losses. So it's very much there for K-State. Winning the two that they won against Kansas and Arizona, to me, is really what makes this more pot. Now, they can't stumble, though, much here, if at all. I think they've got room for one loss, maybe two if they can combine it with a couple of big wins, Fitz. But what a wild turnaround this has been.
It has been. It's hard to explain. I've tried to explain it a number of times. It's remarkable how this team is bonded. You know, sometimes and something happens to your team and it brings everyone together. This was kind of a self-inflicted thing. It was suckage. They sucked and they were getting their butts kicked and the fans were upset. And that seemed to have bonded this team in a way that traumas do. And boy, they're playing really good basketball. We're still thinking they can lose two more in the regular season and maybe be on the bubble. We're not saying be in. And they've got seven to go. So they got to go 5-2 at worst. And, you know, that's building in a loss in Kansas City, because if they win in Kansas City, none of this math matters.
Right.
That would put them at 14 losses going into the tournament bidding process. So we'll see. I think certainly K-State is making a name for itself right now nationally. And, you know, these back-to-back wins have been head turning. They've got to be for the committee, but we'll see. You just got to take care of business. You still got a lot of work to do, man. You probably need to win back-to-back games in Utah this weekend, and that's not easy.
I'm not sure that there's been a better player in America over the last five or six games than Doug McDaniel. I mean, just watching what he's done, there were moments in the game against Arizona where I'm like, man, am I watching Marquise Noel out there? Like, it just looks like, with his speed and the way that he gets to the basket, I mean, it's impressive to watch.
You know, earlier in the year, we didn't really see this because he was always looking for his shot, his thing. And I think now that we're into the season a little bit and they're asking him to do these things, to, you know, get creative and share the ball, it's like all these layers of his game are coming out. He did a crossover on the big man the other night for Arizona, and it was just sick. I mean, he just ended up his short arm laying it up, and the poor guy, 7 feet tall, had no chance to block a shot on a 6 foot, 5'10 guy. It was a thing of beauty, and he's doing this every game now. What's changed about him is he's sharing the ball at an incredible rate while scoring. I think in these last two games, he's had a combined 17 assists. And that's getting into Marquise Noel territory, but for one game. Still, he's getting there. And I think when we're finding out when Jerome Tang has a point guard like this, watch out. Watch out.
We stumbled in, Fitz, on accident to one of those real, like, fun, fake sports talk radio discussions yesterday. I said I think this is a great team, and I took some heat for that, but I stand by it. I do think this is a great team that played insanely bad for a while, but I do think the team we are watching currently is a great team. Do you agree with that?
I do. I've watched this team now win six games, and none of them were flukes.
Right.
None of them. They were the better team on the court for four of those games for sure. Arizona State, which again last night showed they're dangerous,
yeah,
even though they lost. That was a tough game, and Arizona was a really tough game. I think of the teams K-State played during this stretch, I'll say Arizona might be better, and home court advantage was the difference in that game. But this is not a fluke. This has turned into a really good team. This isn't a team getting all the breaks. They didn't play that well against Arizona and won. They went 1-19 from three, and that would have broken their back just, you know, 10 games ago. They'd have been done. So it's interesting to watch this. It's fascinating to see how this team's turned around and went from not having a clue what anyone's role was to clear lines of what everyone's doing. And it's obvious, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
I want to go back to the point that you just made, Fitz, about how they shot 1-19 from beyond the arc and still found a way to win that game. I had wondered, and I'm sure a lot of people had wondered, okay, when this team is not playing at their best, when they're not shooting the ball well, how do they find ways to win? What do you attribute the fact that they were able to actually pull that game out even though they didn't shoot the ball particularly well?
I think they have a lot more confidence in what they're doing offensively, because when they weren't shooting it well in the past from outside, they solved it by trying to shoot it well. You know, they just keep shooting. And they get into the 30s of three-point attempts and just miserable output, and you're going to lose. Now they go about attacking the rim and setting up players for, you know, more efficient scoring opportunities, and that's what they did. And a lot of that's Doug attacking the rim, breaking down defenses, moving the ball extremely well. And, they're now better equipped to overcome things, but they're also – they're just tougher. They outscored Arizona in the paint, which – Arizona was apparently leading the conference in, and the team I saw earlier in the year couldn't do that. They couldn't out rebound someone, let alone outscore them in the paint. And now they're doing these things. They're out rebounding good teams. They're out scoring in the paint. They're getting they had 13 steals against Arizona. Doug McDaniel had 5. The defense has ramped up so much. It's a little bit of everything.
I want to ask you about two parts of this team specifically that took and have taken heat a lot throughout the course of this season. Coleman Hawkins, one of them, mm-hmm. who, again, I try to point this out to people all the time, like statistically and what he's doing on the court is not different than what he was doing when they were losing. And I think he took too much heat for the wrong reasons, because that's just the player he is. How is it going for him off the court? And then Jerome Tang, who also took a ton of heat. And some of it was self-inflicted by the things he was saying.
Yep.
But there was some real concern, and I think the three of us have had it, and most K-State fans, like, was that first year some sort of illusion? I think now that's so far gone, and we're not even, like, that's not even in the stratosphere anymore, because now you're finally seeing the capabilities of the coach, too. How have things changed for those two in all this?
Coleman Hawkins, I think, has played some really good basketball. Again, he wasn't great against Arizona, but he wasn't bad either. He does a lot of glue things that when you're losing, seems like you're not doing anything. When you're winning, people notice that. All those little things you did. He is a tremendous on-court leader. And there it strikes me, though, there's a little more self-awareness here. He didn't feel like he had to do it. He had to keep shooting for this team to win. You know, he got the ball to Gaston. He got the ball to other people. He's an incredible passer. And I think he's playing really well. And he's playing well within a team concept. And I've never seen that. Honestly, he's one of the most balanced players I've ever seen. There's really not a weakness in his game. He can defend at a high level. He can score if needed. He can rebound. He's an incredible passer. So all of that adds up. Coach Tang's having a blast right now. He talked about it in his press conference the other night, and the fact that when they've gone through this trauma that they went through, now to be on the other side of it is a relief. But having all these wins prove that they are a good team, I think it's fulfilling and relieving, and in a word he loves, it's joyful. And they're just having a blast right now. And they can't lose sight. They just can't. They've got to be 1-0 every time out, because every win counts. But now the losses are you got to limit those. That's really your enemy right now.
Well, they're on the road next at BYU. BYU is a team that has been bubbling around, you know, the top 25. Like, they're a good basketball team. I'm not sure that they've gotten the attention that maybe they deserve.
No.
Nationally, what's it going to take on the road against BYU for the Wildcats?
They're really good, as Jerome Tang said. That, you know, they got a couple legitimate high picks on their team, and now these two teams are essentially tied. They are tied in the conference standings, and essentially, K-State's trying to go in there and steal their bubble spot. It may not be immediate, but that would be what they're doing. And this is a brand new, challenging environment for Big 12 teams to go into. The Marriott Center in Provo is a pit. I mean, it's 18,000 seats, and the fans are all around you. They're all screaming. Not a single one of them's drunk. They're all invested in the game. They're eating ice cream. They got pastry breath. It's a beautiful thing. And then to stick around in Utah and then play Utah on Monday, it's quite a turnaround. And KU's doing the opposite, going Utah, BYU. I kind of like this, actually. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. It is a cool scheduling quirk and one of those things that'll come up. All right, Fitz, what do you have for us at GoPowerCat.com?
Just plugging away with our coverage. A lot of VIP stuff's been going up lately as we try to break down this basketball team, what they're doing, why they're doing it, and we'll just persist with that. It seems to be working pretty well for the team and for our subscribers. But a basketball podcast went up yesterday as we talk about all these things, and we'll have the Friday shoot around on Friday. Previewing this weekend in Utah and with Clint Stewart, former player, and our Ryan Gilbert. It's always a great show.
All right. And we'll be following along. Jerome Tang back in the national spotlight as far as it comes with college basketball. Everybody's talking about the Cats. That's probably not a bad thing. Helps, I think, when resumes are stacked up against each other. Fitz, we appreciate it.
Thank you, boys. Good to see you.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.